The name Hayden Carruth is in the news today. Last night it was announced that he is the winner of this year's National Book Award for Poetry for his collection titled Scrambled Eggs and Whiskey. Carruth is no stranger to awards. His 26 volumes of poetry have garnered him many, including the 1992 National Book Critics Circle Award. Carruth didn't attend the award ceremony last night, saying poor health prevented it. Rebecca Presson has a profile of the poet.
In the late 1940s, the young Hayden Carruth seemed to be on the literary fast track. A World War II veteran, he was editor of the prestigious Poetry magazine and an acknowledged master of poetic form in his own writing. But then, mental illness, complicated by alcoholism, struck, and Carruth spent his days in and out of mental hospitals, undergoing shock treatment.
So I started writing about my illness and about the hatch and about anything else I wanted to write about. I believe that, in my case, a commitment to total honesty, and not just honesty, but the disclosure that goes with honesty, has been important as a psychological aid, as an aid in writing, and as a way of getting along in the world, if to the extent that I have gotten along in the world.
Poet Galway Kinnell.
You know, he's very down to earth. He writes about what actually is and the circumstances of his own life with all its joys and pleasures and ecstasies, but also with all its grimness, its insomnias, its pain at what's happening in the world.
Poems like this one got Carruth a reputation as a poet who was willing to speak the unspeakable and able to do so in seamlessly rhymed and metered verse. Here he reads the end of the poem, Ontological Episode of the Asylum.
Many of us in there would have given all, but we had nothing, for one small razor blade or 70 grains of the comforting amytal. So I went down in the attitude of prayer, yes, to my knees, on the cold floor of my cell, humped in a corner, a bird with a broken wing, and asked as fervently and well as I could guess to do for light in the mists of death, until I learned God doesn't care. Not only that, he doesn't care at all, one way or the other. That is why he exists.
Carruth says that he sees God as a fiction, that his philosophical ties are to anarchism and his religious experiences are found in sex and jazz. Still, he has sometimes found personal revelation embarrassing.
In my case, at any rate, part of the getting out and getting back into the world was a commitment to recklessness, to saying, I no longer care what people think about me. If I write something and they don't like it and they want to stand me up against the wall and shoot me, they're welcome to do it.
If his book of poems, Scrambled Eggs and Whiskey, is any indication, Hayden Carruth is more content than he used to be. This is the beginning of the poem, Quality of Wine.
This wine is really awful. I've been drinking for a year now. My retirement, Rossi Chablis and a jug from Oneida Liquors. Plonk, the best I can afford. Awful. But at least I can afford it. I don't need to go out and beg on the street like the guys on South Warren and Syracuse, eyes burning in their sockets like acid. And my sweetheart rubs my back when I'm knotted in arthritis and swollen muscles.
Hayden Carruth still battles mental illness, still drinks, and he says his memory is gone. His reddened eyes, long white hair, and long white beard make him look every day of his 75 years. But many of his new poems are celebrations of the life he shares with his fourth wife, Joanne, who's about 30 years younger, and of the natural world surrounding his little country house.
Well, the quality of life has something to do with it, like the quality of wine. but one can be pretty happy with gal, you know, if you have enough of it. And one can be pretty happy with arthritis if you don't have too much of it. That's the main thing.
Carruth says he probably won't write a lot more poems.
Seven or eight poems a year during the past few years. And some of them aren't even poems. They're just fragments and notes and jottings. I sit in my chair with my laptop and bang away on it from time to time, and sometimes something happens, and most of the time nothing does. I don't have the intensity of concentration that I used to have, and it would be foolish to think that I do. But still, I love language and love to play with language, and I spend time doing that.
For National Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Presson.